The food delivery app Uber Eats is being accused of taking such high fees that it's running some restaurants into the ground. It has so many customers and a near monopoly of the ready-to-eat delivery market that restaurants don't want to give that business up. Now, to make things work, so-called ghost restaurants are popping up, which have no shopfront and only deliver. Our reporter Jordan Bond has more.
Restaurants are grappling with food delivery services eating into their profits.
There's absolutely an adapt and die situation. A lot of restaurants have already died.
That's Tyler Curlin. He's the chief operating officer of a company that owns more than 40 outlets of Mexicali Fresh and Burger Wisconsin. He says Uber Eats is a massive deal with over 2,000 active restaurants in six New Zealand cities.
We've run restaurants for a couple decades now, and there's been no bigger disruptor to us than Uber Eats. Delivery's not going anywhere, so it's a convenience for customers. But as it stands, it's a real battle, and a lot of people are really struggling to figure out how to make that work. So it's a bit scary at the present moment, but we're just trying to figure out how to ride the wave.
Another restaurant owner in Auckland who didn't want to be named says Uber Eats has such a large share of the food market, with so much customer money attached, that you have to jump aboard or you'll miss out. He says it's an even more cutthroat industry than it was.
Do I want to be with Uber Eats? No. Would I rather just have a normal restaurant operation? Definitely yes. You're a bit cornered, really. You jump on the train, you sort of get used to the extra turnover coming through the business. You would doubt whether your numbers would bounce back up if you stopped.
He says Uber takes a 35% commission plus GST. So for them to make the same amount on a meal as a walk-in customer, they'd have to add that much, 35%, on top of normal prices. But that would put customers off. One of the things they're both trying is ghost restaurants. You can't walk in, there's no shop front, no seats. It's a restaurant that exists purely to deliver food through Uber Eats, often with multiple restaurants operating out of one kitchen.
It gives you multiple revenue streams to pay the same rent. I figure we could do a few more brands and that kind of you get that scale where you can make it work. So again, it is about adapting if you've got the capabilities to create new brands.
But not all restaurants are able to just create a new brand, and many don't have the money to buy a new kitchen. So instead, they're selling food for a tiny margin, and in some cases at cost price, riding the wave and just trying to stay on the board. Our anonymous restaurant owner has three ghost restaurants which people can order from online.
People are all about comfort, about putting on Netflix and being at home in their own personal comfort, and Uber Eats has tackled that market, and which means that we don't really get as much customers coming through the door to go out, socialise, have some food, drink.
The president of the Restaurant Association, Mike Egan, says it's affected the industry, but some parts more than others. Fine dining, for example, doesn't come in a paper bag. He says food for a lot of people is now about convenience.
What we've got to do as an industry is we've got to get, you know, they call it a share of stomach. In America, I think 50% of all food is consumed outside the home. In Hong Kong, it's about 90%. We think in New Zealand, it's probably about 10 or 15%. We can grow that portion, and there seems to be a lot of room in the market.
In a statement, Uber says it places a lot of value on long-term relationships and wants the businesses they partner with to thrive. It says it lets restaurants reach new customers, and its service fees gives them access to delivery drivers and other business support and insights. Mr. Curlin says somehow, maybe through competition, Uber will have to drop its commission rate.
Without the driver in the restaurant, they don't have a business. And so if the restaurants are failing, it's not working. It's too high. Ultimately, they're going to have to drop that because long term, they won't have enough people or restaurants able to be on the platform.
But in the meantime, all three restaurateurs are having to play the game because there's a big stomach share up for grabs. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.